You summoned a succubus, thinking it would lead to sexy times, and perhaps the endangerment of your soul. But, you know, again, in a sexy way. Instead, she sits around all the time, eating your food, messing up your bedsheets, occupying your bathtub, and otherwise making a nuisance of herself. There is the occasional arousing flourish, or some kind of sexy interlude, but it isn't sell-your-soul-level enjoyable, nor is it constant. Also, all the magical texts speak of creatures bound to your bidding, the kind of succubus who, again, in exchange for your soul, is willing to help all your earthly desires come true. A fetish-fulfilling sexual beast. An insatiably horny feminine partner. That's what you wanted. Not a lazy elder succubus who doesn't even have to do what she's told. So, you've determined what to do. When you summoned her, you left a little gap open. She's been using it to come and go. But one structure can only contain a single demonic binding, so you can easily bind a different spirit here, which will lock the first one, the lazy one, out of your house. Your first summoning was a bit too successful. You spent forever getting the binding diagram right, and you spared no expense on the materials. This time, well, you didn't skimp, but you certainly did do it a bit less precisely. And now, the diagram is laid out, where the old one was, and you begin to concentrate. It begins as a flush of electricity along your skin, a flourish of power, which manifests and roots itself in the hairs on your arms and on your scalp, all over your body, really. There is a floating feeling behind your belly button. You rather thought, the first time, that it was more like you were being summoned somewhere. But you know this is just the anchor taking hold. Your presence will anchor the portal, and the portal can be used any time you are in the building. You checked all over, and made sure your lazy first attempt is back in her home dimension. She's nowhere to be found, not even in the bathtub napping like the other day. Time for a new succubus. One more willing to suck your energy out and follow your requests. One so horny she's down to fuck and into all sorts of things. This is the line of inquiry your mind uses to summon from the void. Now that you have a basis for comparison, you certainly know what you don't want to summon. It's surprising, feeling the floating light sensation, the way your eyes unfocus as power flows through and you channel it into the circle, energy and thought. It's surprising how this summoning doesn't result in the succubus just being there. No, this one transpires out of the air. Dust, or some kind of otherworldly material, arises from the corners of the room and it funnels to the middle of the summoning circle you've made. Once there, it condenses, slowly. You see bare, dainty, elegant feet. Long legs. The mist becomes faintly pink, and it forms shapely hips. And huge, bouncing breasts, and a shape a bit taller than a human materializes. Every contour becomes finer and more detailed. An arousing revelation you might as well have dreamt into being. It looks rather like a woman, assembling herself out of the air. Just the exterior bits. But this is clearly a bouncy and curvy woman, rather taller than you. Slowly, the skin takes on color. She is wearing nothing. The pink areola and a true mane of blonde hair, massive, framing her body. Her fingernails are painted pink, but the tips are slightly clawed. As you look at this, you see the claws vanish, leaving behind nicely filed and smoothed nails, perfectly safe to have touching any part of you. Yes, you're excited. You do notice one strange feature, as the woman's gorgeous, almost too perfect, symmetrical, otherworldly face takes shape. Out of the top of her mane of hair, from the top of her head, two tall bunny ears rise. And when she turns to the side, you see, just above her curvy butt, at her tailbone is, well, a tail. A fluffy poof of a tail. This is clearly not a pure demon. Well, you were looking for something different. Part bunny girl, part succubus. The eyes are golden and slit-pupiled, almost lizard-like. And when the girl blinks, having fully manifested, one of her hands instantly slides between her legs, spreading her slick pussy lips as she begins to masturbate.
Oh, hello there.
Any effect of seduction she might offer is reduced by both the consistent masturbation and the way it makes her pause to gasp and moan, and the look of pure adoration and surprise. Well, at least that makes it difficult to believe in any cool, calm, nonchalant seduction. The sincerity, the watery eyes, the way she stares at you and begs while biting her lip has its own appeal.
Did you mean to summon me? Can we fuck, please?
She slowly falls to her knees in the circle and begins inching toward you, awkwardly walking on her knees with her mouth open, tongue hanging out. Before your very eyes, she plunges three fingers eagerly into her wet sex. She is actually dripping trails of juices from inside her pussy, around her fingers, down onto her thighs, and onto your floor. Her tongue begins to drip too, fluids trailing down her tits. And what tits? The succubunny before you has huge melons, which bounce, and one is compressed somewhat by the arm going in front of her body to get down to her pussy, pushing them up, making them look bigger because her tits are pushed to one side. The jiggling flesh seems unnaturally soft. You reach out, without thinking, and touch one. She nods, affirming she wants you to do so. But the nod stops, and her head lolls like a marionette, with its strings cut from the very second you touch her tit. Then she jerks. A few times, jerking thoroughly, and collapses away. You only get one moment's brush of her big, soft breast, because she begins climaxing openly, obviously.
Oh.
A moan, deep and guttural, falling to the floor and humping her hand. The touch, the tiny touch, made her come. In coming, she has lost all decorum, all pretense of seduction. Orgasming with her fingers inside her, her nipples are so pointed. They seem to become more hard and stick up more before your eyes. She isn't fingering herself, humping her hand while moaning only. Her tongue is still extended, and you see she's fallen face down in her own pool of juices and is licking it up with her eyes rolled back. This also isn't what you expected. But it seems a lot more likely you can have some dominant fetishy fun with this creature who comes from one squeeze of your hand. You watch as she slickly extracts her fingers, slides them up her body, leaving a long trail of her juices, and brings them to her lips. She's laying on her back. Her ears are limp, lying on the floor. She's laying on top of the disordered and sweat-soaked tresses, which almost looked like an elegant mane of blonde hair when she first materialized. She has a mindless smile on her face and is licking her juices off her fingers. You slowly reach for her. She extends the hand she isn't licking clean, grips your arm, and guides your hand onto her tit. When you squeeze it, she yelps, gasps, and the jolts and climactic shivers from before resume, though more weakly. You pinch her nipple. Her eyes go from being dull and unfocused to very wide, open, surprised, alert. Her expression is strained, pinched, caught in the grips of something she can't really compensate for or handle. She's coming. Coming hard. You keep pinching and watch her respond with an increasingly far-gone O-face expression, and by rolling from side to side, rocking. Sometimes this pushes a boob against your hand. Sometimes it pulls her away. But now that you're touching those big, soft orbs, you're not going to stop. You add another hand and lean over her. She reaches between your legs and begins fondling you, grabbing at you, seemingly in desperation.
Finally. Finally. Someone called for me. And it wasn't an accident. Oh. Oh, yes. Please. Please, fuck me. Finally.
She's begging mindlessly. But the gist seems to be that she never really gets summoned. You do suppose you're probably the first person who wanted a less good and less experienced succubus. Her legs are spread very wide, and she has her legs flexibly bent up so her feet are resting up on your back. She begins to strip you, grinding against you, making it more difficult. You agree with her desire for skin-to-skin contact. So you also slowly begin to strip. Her skin is hot. It radiates desire. She may lack decorum, seduction, and even experience, but her body still does what a succubus's form does, extend an aura of lust. The air smells like sex. Her body burns hot pleasure, and it feels almost as good to touch her as your touch must feel to her.